Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Briggs. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Lee. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Don Lee. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Power goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough bunts towards third. Bertoia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aspromonte moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aspromonte moves to third. Keough moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene is walked intentionally. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Keough scores. Keene moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Power moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Held reaches second base with a double. Ray Moore now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keough. The throw from Batty and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobek takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Power bunts towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. Tanner moves to second. It's 8 to nothing, Indians. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Ray Moore. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valdivielso moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valdivielso scores. Bertoia moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators won. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. Chuck Stobbs now pitching. Dan Dobek now playing center field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Valdivielso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keogh bunts towards the mound. Stobbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aspromonte moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Keogh moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Keogh scores. Keene moves to third. It's 10-1, Indians. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tanner strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Power moves to second. It's 11-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dobek hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bertoia. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough, who is chasing the ball. Batty reaches third base with a triple. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Batty scores. One out. It's 11-2, Indians. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bertoia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-4, Indians. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Locke now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Keough hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallo throws the ball into Gardner, who relays the ball to Valdivielso, who tags Keene trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Power takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dobek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gardner scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-5, Indians. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vallo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to third. One out. Julio Becker pinch hits for Tex Clevenger. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.